Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, January 30th, 2023. The founder and chairwoman of the Berliner Tafel, Sabine Vett, and social senator Katja Kipping are calling for concrete measures to combat food waste. Vett explained that in France, a law has been in place since 2016, which requires supermarkets with a store area of 400 square meters or larger to donate their surplus food to charitable organizations. She added, quote, "We absolutely need that in Germany, too. This would not only save resources, but we could also better support the ever-growing group of people affected by poverty," unquote. Currently, more and more people are dependent on the Berliner Tafel. At the same time, however, there are fewer and fewer donations of leftover food. Kipping said it was bad enough that people in Germany had to live in humiliating poverty. The Berlin social senator had visited a Leib und Seele distribution point of the Berliner Tafel in the Paul Gerhardt church community in Spandau on Friday. According to the Federal State Ministry of Economics, about 11 million tons of food waste were registered in Germany back in 2020. Dozens of traffic signs have disappeared in and around Berlin in recent weeks. Climate activists claim that the signs have been removed from the roads with the goal to enforce stricter speed limits on the affected sections. According to the police, 43 signs disappeared in Berlin alone at the turn of the year, and Pankow is the most affected. Extinction Rebellion has confirmed that it will continue the action, and the activist group is calling for the removal of traffic signs and any additional signs on highways, rural roads, and in the city that remove a speed limit, for example, during nighttime hours. For Extinction Rebellion spokesman Florian Zander, the action is aimed at preventing CO2 emissions, and at the same time, the climate activists want to protest against the policy of the German government, especially those of the Minister of Transport, Volker Wissing of the FDP, who has so far refused to introduce a nationwide speed limit on autobahns. They argue that the majority of the population wants a speed limit and think that their actions are supported by the public. New calculations commissioned by the federal government agency show that CO2 reductions from stricter speed limits could be higher than previously known. Per the data, a general speed limit of 120 kilometers per hour on motorways would reduce greenhouse gas emissions in Germany by 4.2%. And if the maximum speed outside suburban and urban areas was also limited to 80 kilometers per hour, the reduction could be as much as 5.1%, or the equivalent of 8 million metric tons of CO2 per year. In addition, fuel consumption can be reduced not only by driving at lower speeds, but also by choosing shorter routes that require less speed. According to the federal government agency, the longer travel times on motorways are likely to increase demand for more climate-friendly alternatives, such as long-distance buses and trains. After a knife attack on a 26-year-old woman in Neukölln, the police are searching for the perpetrator with urgency. The man is said to have suddenly attacked the woman and stabbed her in front of a residential building on Saturday afternoon. The woman was seriously injured, cared for by an emergency physician at the scene, was then taken to a clinic and underwent emergency surgery. Per a police spokesperson, however, her life is not in danger. The background of the crime is still unclear. On the weekend in Oberschau, Nevada, the warehouse of a flooring manufacturer was destroyed in a fire. About 100 emergency personnel fought the fire that had spread over the 2,000 square meter building, taking several hours until it could be extinguished. The clearing of embers and remnants of the fire continued, however, overnight into Sunday. Per a police spokesperson, no one was injured and the cause of the fire remains unclear. While part of the structure did collapse due to the fire, police did not comment on the total amount of damage. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.